Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. When I was alone, you took me in your great family and gave me new hope that I could live eternally. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, the treasure untold. Thank you for heaven there, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares. Trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for that hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, I thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, the treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares. Trials seem so hard to bear. It's them that I reach for, that hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say a simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own his cause, or blush and speak his name? And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Wear a crown, wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Must I be carried to the skies on fiery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sail through bloody seas? And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Wear a crown, wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. I dare no foe for me to face. Must I not stem the flood? Is this thy world a friend to grace? to help me on to God. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, yes. We shall wear a crown, yes. We shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. Wear a crown, wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. Sure I must fight. Aim I would reign, increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by His word. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, yes. We shall wear a crown, yes. We shall wear a crown, and when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. Wear a crown, wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas? And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, yet we shall wear a crown, yet we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. Wear a crown, wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown and the New Jerusalem. Must I be carried to the sky on a flowery bed of ease? I go after these communes, flowery beds of ease, you know? No suffering, no standing for truth, supporting it. Pouring a diabolical system. Flowery beds of ease. You got to go out in the fight. You and I, we're in the fight. We're in the battle. What's the battle? The battle is these religious systems. Mm-hmm. I don't mind being in the fight. That's where it's at. Open your eyes, ye battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is an eye at the door. Men will be lovers of self more than lovers of God. Filled with vain pride, worldly pleasures have drawn them away. But if we're his children, we must feel the chastising rod. For those that he loves, He'll teach them to trust and obey. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Some people believe that his coming is still far away. They often grow weary and so often they lay down their load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your load, child. We're too near the end of the way. So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Some people believe that his coming is still far away. They often grow weary and so often they lay down their load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your load, child. We're too near the end of the way. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. A wounded soldier, pick up your weapon. Come fight the battle. We're not alone. For the angels are camped around us. We're not defeated. We'll soon be home. A wounded soldier, pick up your weapon. Come fight the battle. We're not alone. For the angels are camped around us. We're not defeated. We'll soon be home. A wounded soldier, pick up your weapon. Come fight the battle. We're not alone. For the angels are camped around us. We're not defeated. We'll soon be home. Gonna pray my way out. Never a fear, never a doubt. He will deliver me once again. Gonna pray my way out of whatever I'm in. Gonna pray my way out. Never a fear, never a doubt. He will deliver me once again. Gonna pray my way out of whatever I'm in. Gonna pray my way out. Never a fear, never a doubt. He will deliver me once again. Gonna pray my way out of whatever I'm in. Oh, my loving brother, when this world is on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me o'er in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me o'er in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me, oh. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, clap for me. Well, if you want to get out of that judgment that's coming, you're just simply going to have to come and stand and fight. Stand with Sam and Lorraine. It's just that simple. I can prove it to you. That's the only thing left. You and I, we're the only two people on planet Earth that'll promote or even fight for the truth that's been given to the Church of Age of Laodicea. This is that Bible talks about, buy of me gold, try it in the fire. If you're outside of that canopy, you're going to have God's judgment on it. Just that simple. There's no other way to put it. We spend a lot of time in our life. The Lord dragged us through the last 40 years to allow us to show us something so that we will have something here in these closing days of time. That's the world. Not everybody goes into judgment. This is that only channel. You can go via the scriptures. You can go look through the scriptures to see if you'll find anything. We keep going back what Jesus said. This is life eternal, that they believe on them whom I will send. And here in the 20th century, God sent to the church age of Laodicea. There are seven church ages. We've said it over and over again, and we know we're right. And then here in the church age of Laodicea, God sent an angel, that one of those seven angels. But, in the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. It's just that simple. And here, in these closing days, God has given us a truth, given us a message to Brother Brenham. And he went to Brother Jackson, and without these two men, we would be just as lost as everybody else, just out in darkness, trying to find our way, because this is the only thing that's left in this world before judgment hits. So just up the road here, it would be this year yet, when that judgment that we're talking about here, when the judgment will strike, and everybody, if you're in a problem, if you have a problem, you just have to pray your way out, just like we had to. We spent many nights in prayer, trying to find our way through the jungle. And then, lo and behold, the Lord brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham. And then he went off the scene. He continues on with the program. And then he goes on to Brother Jackson. And then he continues on with the program. And then he uses you and I to hold on to the fort. That's all we're doing. We're not preaching. We're just putting on something out there that has already been preached for the last 80 years. Brother Brennan preached 40 years, and then Brother Jackson preached for 40 years. And they left all that information. You can find it all on the website. It's on the internet. The Voice of God recording, and then you can get Brother Jackson's messages. Just that simple. And outside of that channel, I'm afraid you're not going to go in a very good place. You're going to fall into that judgment seat of Christ. Just that simple. Want to go back and kind of sweep the floor again about that heartland thing down there. There's a lot more to it than meets the eye. And then put yourself in their shoes now. Turn to below, up there, and there's about, I don't know, I'm sure there's over 100 people living down there. And now their main team is gone. Their main, the kitchen is gone. Mm-hmm. They got nowhere to go. Children and everything, like, put yourself and their shoes, and it's all of their own doing, because we want to go back and sweep the floor again and give you a clear picture of what these people, how God was trying to woo them over to the side of righteousness and of judgment and to the message of their day. You know, that we keep talking about these other rights. Well, they're just the deadest Amish. They're just like anything else out there that's of the devil. The Satanist ahead on it. And, we're just trying to give you the truth about the matter. Mm-hmm. The kitchen doesn't just burn off there just for, it's God's judgment on those people. And there's a reason there why God's judgment is on them. And I'll walk you through it again, because I spend a lot of time with those people trying to tell them about Jesus, about the truth for your day, about the message, about Brother Branham. And they, like I said the other day, I even went as far as they had invited me to go along to go down to the Supreme Court with them. I'm sure the only reason they asked me along because they wanted to stick it to my father-in-law. And because he was the one that started up that whole schmear. And so that's probably why they called me along, invited me to come along. But now that's all good and well. But and all of that, I got an opportunity to tell them where it's at, because mm-hmm. I had already come to the message of Brother Branham. I already come to that ISAF. I already come to the truth for the day, and I told them about it, too. So it's not, it did just happen that the kitchen will burn down just right in the dead of winter when everybody's looking for a place to eat and all that stuff, and here's a kitchen up and burns down. God don't operate. God don't work like that unless you completely tell the Lord to go fly a kite and give him the middle finger. And that's exactly what those people did down there. Because I was with them. I spent at least 10 years trying to tell them about the truth for the day. Psalm 127, like I say, I want to go back and look at about Psalm 127, verse 1. If the Lord does not build a house, then those who build it work in vain. If the Lord does not guard a city, then the watchman stands guard in vain. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. It's all in vain what these people are doing down there. I'll walk you through it again. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wake it, but in vain. With the hair that house need bow it, so I'll buy it, that them sons need that unbow it. With the hair nicht die Stadt behiert, that so wache it the weg them sons. That's what I want to talk about. I want to go back, like I say. There's a lot of things we talked about it a little bit the other day, but the Lord's been dealing with me. There's a lot of things I didn't say, because you can't say all the things that you need to say in half an hour. So I got to go back and tell you exactly what happened. Like, I've been involved with these people down there. I remember even back, way back then, the middle of the night, they had to vacate that place down there. That Denny and that big guy, they were always fighting around down there, and so much that the middle of the night, they had to take their wife and their children, and the only place they went down to home, where they got their brother, Joe from Cyprus. He was living down there. They still hadn't started up with Cyprus. And the Lord just kind of reminded me, these people have been in a fight all their life, fighting with that religious system. They didn't know what they're fighting with. And so much that 11 o'clock at night, they had to pull out of there because the hate down there, that lakeside, was so intense that they just up and loaded up their families and then took a vehicle and then moved down to home. Well, they didn't want them down there, so they had to go find a way to get back in again. And they've been having fights all their lives, and the little kids had to drag the kids along with them, and they got tired of fighting, and somehow they cleared it up, and then they put overseers down there. Look, I walked through that whole thing. I was right involved with them, like I told you the other day. All of a sudden, they're the renegades. Well, I had to find out for myself. Are they the real renegades? I'll go visit and see, find out who the real renegades are. And I found out my father-in-law and that pope, that bishop, that Jay Kleinsauer, they were the renegade because they took them to court over some kind of a feeder or something. And see, what happened back at that time, everybody was trying to manufacture a feeder for the hogs. And everybody was watching. They got different ideas and different things, and everybody was making one and manufacturing something and looking for a good blueprint. And then that Denny, he come up with a very good feeder, one with a shell. And eventually, what Crystal was doing, that junkie down there, there's a bunch of crooks down there. What they were doing, they were watching everybody, which feeder would be the best. Mm-hmm. So what they did, they saw that Danny made a good feeder and something that'll go places. Like, they're sitting, betting, watching. They did all that Danny, he did all the research. He made about 10, 15 different feeders till he finally come to this feeder that seems to work. But still, it's still the main feeder out there today. So what that two-faced guy did, he went down and he watched everybody, and then he went in and patented When he seen the good one, mm-hmm. he went down and he quickly patted it so nobody could dig it. Then they took, they got the petting right from that Danny's feeder. They didn't manufacture it themselves. It was that Danny guy that found out that feeder was doing a lot of research and everything. And then finally, what they did, like I say, they went and patented it.
They kind of stole the patent.
They stole the patent. Right from under. Uh-huh. Well, they stole the idea.
Yes.
And then uh-huh. they went in and patented it. Uh-huh. Then under their thing. And then all of a sudden, everybody starts a good feeder. Even Grand Colony and the different colonies, they even do manufacturing. And they all started making that feeder. All of a sudden, here comes a lawsuit. And they got this thing patented. And that's why I got this Supreme Court thing going. All simply because of that feeder. So these people, they've been dragged through the mud and through these hard-to-ride torture chambers, so to speak. Well, so that J.K., he took them to court because they wanted their money back. They wanted the big money because they sued. They sued him then, and they had to dish out $10,000-$15,000. I don't know how much they had to pay for the lawsuit for making that feeder. They told them to quit making it. Because my father-in-law was the overseer down there. Well, he just kept making them. You're not going to tell me what to do. So he just kept on making them. And then other colonies kept on making them. And what they did, they went in there and sued them and charged them something like, I don't know, $20,000-$30,000 for making that feeder. They wanted so much per feeder. Maybe, let's say, $5 a feed or whatever. Well, they refused to pay it. And then, like I say, this whole schmear ended up going to the Supreme Court. So in the meantime, they're being put in the outs. That Danny and that big guy and that family and that old, now they got up to 50 people that they just put them on the outs and you know, you're not part of this anymore. You get out of here and this thing's been fighting back and forth and like I say, then it went to the courts and all that. In the meantime, I'm doing my part. I decided, you know, these people are not, they're not the renegades. They're not the crooks that they're making out to be. So anyway, I sided with them. You know, I began to support them. I went against my father-in-law, against that Hutterite regime that's trying to find them. Like I say, finally it ended up going to the courts to settle this case. And finally they won that Supreme Court. But I'm just trying to kind of lay a little bit of groundwork. What actually happened? This has been a 10, 20, 30 year battle until they finally decide they're going to go back with them. But I just want to kind of clear up quite a bit of things. Why their kitchen burned down? And when I'm done with it, you're going to see everything that they've gone through. Like, they've gone through a lot because, like I said the other day, I was in the trenches. I was involved with everything that was going on there. But in the meantime, I'm trying to come in underground with something that's real and legit. I'm trying to come in with this truth for the day, like this ISAL, this gold that it talks about, because I've already been introduced to the ministry of Brother Branham, and I already know that without that, there is no hope for anybody that's going through this land of woe here. You got to be interconnected with the message for your day. And I know all that, so what I'm doing, I'm trying to implement amongst that fighting that they're doing, you know, and the car case and everything. So I'm just trying to take you back over it again so you'll know the rest of the story. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence once again this morning. Lord, give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you've allowed us to see here in these closing days of time, especially now that everything is running towards an end. Lord, we just pray you'll help us to say the things that you want us to say. Say it in such a way, Lord, that the clear up the picture, clear up the confusion, and let people know what is really going on in all these fights and all these wars that's going on and raging around us, Lord, especially amongst the Hutterite people. And now they're that kitchen burning down, and we got to bring it out exactly clear why all these things happen. It's the judgment seat of Christ. It's God's judgment hitting a nation that's forgotten God and rejected the truth for their day, Lord. We just have you help us to see things in such a way and clear up the picture, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
But anyway, like I say, like I've been involved with these people. And to make it plain and simple, it takes a lot for God to break down a person's resistance mm-hmm. to a place where he can use it. Just like the planet. when he came on the scene and recreated the planet was out there. It was void. It was useless. And God spent 6,000-7,000 years to bring this planet back, so he could use it to recreate it to put man on this planet. But it took a process of time, and that when we're born into this world, that's the same way. We're completely useless. We're born in sin. We're shaped in iniquity. We come into this world, speak a lie, but it takes a lifetime for God to break out that human age. Like even for myself, they're very hard to break down. And by the time the Lord had to drag me, everything he had to drag me, so he can use me for his glory, now we can, now finally here, this closing day of the time, he can use us to bring out the truth. But 50 years ago, growing up, I couldn't do what I'm doing today, because, first of all, I was afraid what they'll do to me, and things like that. But now, it took the Lord a lifetime to break me down to where he can use me for his glory. And that's exactly what he was trying to do with these hardland people, with that Denny guy. He used them to go up and battle that captain and shut down that JK guy, who was a first class crook and a criminal. Ended up, you can go, they got about the book, and then stick with all his shady deals that he had. And God used that Danny for the time being, and then he ended up going to court, and he ended up winning that court. And like I say, I was in there, the trenches, I was in there fighting the fight, because I couldn't support that JK in there. I couldn't support my father-in-law, because I saw they were on the crooked side of the fence, you know, they were on the wrong side of the fence. So I come up with these people, and we went, like I say, we went down to Supreme Court, and they gone through a lot, like when you're in the trenches with, and I know exactly what they're fighting with, that they're fighting against that criminal down in Crystal Spring, but see, they did not know what they're fighting with. They weren't fighting with that JK. They were fighting direct with, behind it was the spirit of Satan. It's just that simple. And then, just to kind of let you know what these people went through, they were put in the outs, just like you and me are now put in the outs. And what happened, we were coming back from that Supreme Court, and their mom, she was a widow forever and a day, and she was down at Cyprus. So in order for them to visit with their mom, on the way back from the Supreme Court, on the way back from Ottawa, we went down to Cyprus, but they couldn't go and visit their mom at Cyprus College. They had to call up somebody, and then they had to bring their mom out to some farm, and there behind the bar, they had a visit about for an hour as we were coming back from Ottawa, from the Supreme Court, just to visit with their mom. Like I say, they couldn't go home because that Cyprus Joe, he was part of the Tugger. He was part of that regime too. It wasn't that they were fighting that JK guy. They were fighting the devil. And they didn't even know it. And like I say, that Joe from Cyprus, he's just as corrupt as that JK. Anybody in that system, I don't care how long their beard is and all that, they're all just these uncircumcised Philistines, because they're upholding a regime that's completely godless and Christless. And anyway, so, like, I'm just trying to tell you something here. What these people have already gone through, they couldn't even visit their mom that was up going up in age and fixed to die, and they had to bring her back to over to the farmer, some neighbor they knew, and that's where they visited for about an hour. Because I was with them. I was coming back from Ottawa with them, and then they decided they were going to go down visit their mom. But they couldn't go visit like normal human beings do. They couldn't go up to her house and sit down and visit, because they were put in the outs. If you had anything to do with them, you're going to get the same dose they're getting. So, yeah. And then we went home, and then a few years or so later, their mom died, and then they couldn't even go to the funeral. Now, that's after that split. JK is out of the picture already now. Now, they're just trying to prove that other faction is just as ruthless and even more so than that JK and his clan. So they couldn't even, they could go to the funeral, but they had to sit right, you know, when you come in into the building, they had to sit right at the very back. They had a place kind of where they go to the, like, they couldn't sit like when your mom died, you're supposed to sit at the pew, you know, mm-hmm. at the yeah.
up around the casket.
Yeah, around the casket. They won't let them do that, and you can come here, but you have to kind of be in the outside kind of mm-hmm. thing. And that's what they went through. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That whole Gibb and Oil affection, when it comes to terrorizing Christians, they're just as rude as and even worse. And that Gibb affection is even worse than the Oil affection. The Oil mm-hmm. affection, they show a little bit of grace, but that Gibb affection with their religiology, they're even 10 times worse than the other group. But suffice to say, they're just both just corrupt. They're both just of the devil, just that simple. And what we're trying to do here. So anyway, as I'm working down there, time and time again. And then I was down there for about a month, and they wanted to see if they can kind of bring me back into the system, into the Gibb faction again. And they already started out that place, that Heartland. They already mm-hmm. had their preacher, and that Larry was the preacher, so... So somehow I'm still in contact with them, and I ended up going down there to work. They came up to Riverside. I was on probation up there, and then I decided I'm not going to accept their conditions. Mm-hmm. So they came up, and they figured they can make something of me. They'll take me down there, see if they can persuade me to come back to the system, so mm-hmm. to speak, to the Gibb faction. So I was down there for a month, and... I told them when they picked me up at Riverside, they picked me up, and I said, I'll tell you what's going to happen, Denny. I'm going to come here a month. I'll be here a month. But after 3 weeks, that Blumengar, Jake, he's running the show now. He's going to call you up, and he'll tell you, you better get that guy out of here. So, yeah. So I told him that, and next second, well, right to the day, 3 weeks, right to the day, he gets the phone call, you better get Sam out of there. He's putting that place on fire. He's bringing in his diabolical religion. And you got to get rid of him. So they came, and that Danny and that big guy, they came and they put the law down. You either come back to the system or you're out of here. Well, I told him exactly what I said. I told you, I'll be here 3 weeks, and then you're going to get a call to get me out, but I'm just going to stay another week. When my 4 weeks are up, I'm out of here. And that's exactly what happened. When my 4 weeks were up, I was out of it. But in the meantime, I told them about this truth about Brother Branham. And they didn't even as much as look at it. And they didn't want no part of it. They would rather have that go back to the Gibb faction and accept their thing instead of moving on into the message that I had for them. Mm-hmm. And like I say, I spent a lot of time, I spent a lot of effort, and they let me know they don't want to have nothing to do with this here truth that I was trying to implement them. And they more or less give, not me, they give God the middle finger. You know, they told God to go fly kite. We don't want nothing to do with your garbage about your message and about brother and all that junk. They more or less, I'm kind of paraphrasing it, they didn't want to have absolutely nothing to do with anything that even resembles anything about the message for your day, about this here truth that you and I are saturating ourselves with. And so much that they more or less, they said, and eventually they told me to get out of here. And eventually, well, like I say, I've been in contact with them. And then those two twin boys, like that young Denny, his son, and that Davy, they both died because they rejected the Lord. And I took them aside time and time and time again. I said, the reason you're sick, the reason you're dying, is because you're rejecting the truth for your day. You know what you went through these uncircumcised Philistines. Mm-hmm. You went through literal hell. You'd be kicked from pillar to post. And here you're going to go back and support the very people, the very terrorists. It's like going, children of Israel, like going back to Egypt, you know. They know what they went through back in Egypt. And here they want to go back to Egypt. Here's the same thing. They knew what they went through under the regime of that Hutterite system because they were kind of protesting it a bit. And here they're going back, and I made a special trip down to talk to that Larry. That's old Danny's son. He became a preacher now, so I took my car and I drove down there, and I'm trying to direct them towards something that has any value, that has eternal values. And then he flat out told me right to his face, Sam, I know you've been in the trenches, more or less in the trenches with us, but I'm a preacher now, and I'm going to support that priesthood, that preacher thing. I said, well, they're just as corrupt as the other crews. No, but anyway, he's no use talking to him because he had made up his mind. Now he's the preacher. Now they're going to make this thing go. But see, God is not with it. God is not building that now. They're out there building in vain. Like I say, I was down there for about a month working with them, but everything I did, all I did was try and implement that, the truth for your day, the things that you and I have now. Like I say, then that Blumengard, Jay, call him up, get that guy out of there. He's going to set that place on fire with his diabolical religion. Well, now they're going on. Everything they're working for there is all in vain, because at the end of the day, it's nothing. And then that's why that, first of all, their manufacturing shop burned down. Well, like that, they're very thick-headed people, these honey said. That Danny and his sons there. You can't convince them of nothing. They're not interested in Christianity. They're not interested in all. They're saturated themselves with this hutato, which is a pile of garbage. So they're trying to get this thing going. Well, if it won't work, we'll make it work. So now, like I say, they're manufacturing shop, and now they're kitchen work. Now imagine 30 below, and all of a sudden everything that they ever worked for is centered around that kitchen, you know, and it's up in smoke. It's all just garbage. And then I still don't give up. I sent that Denny, the old guy, I sent him some books about, you know, about what we believe, where we stand for. I don't know what the books were. So he sends them back, and he puts junk. That book is junk. And then sends them back, you know, junk. Well, now he's got his junk now. He's going to spend weeks and weeks cleaning up the junk that he told me that these books that we're sending him, they're junk. But now he's got a pile of junk there that he's going to clean up. So it's like when he sent that book back, it's like giving God the middle finger. That's all they're doing. Take your garbage and get out of here and stay out of here. Well, God's not building down there. He's not, the builders build in vain, everything that they do. And here about a few years ago, I don't know what it was, a dream or what it was, but I saw, like I was down there working with these people, and everything they were doing, it was all in vain, because there's no future there, and that other right thing. And then I could see all their work and all their effort, they had no purpose. The young people, I watched them, and they had no purpose to live, because they robbed them of the very existence, of the very thing that would give them a purpose to live. Mm-hmm. Without this truth here, there is no purpose to live. I don't care how good a community you are. I don't care how good you can preach. Without this here truth that God sent to the church here to live, everything else is going out into judgment. And that's what I saw about 2-3 years ago when it was on like the Lord took me there and allowed me to feel the situation where these people have no purpose to live. And now the kitchen and all that, everything that they've ever worked for is up in smoke, just at the dead of winter. And all this happened. And this is happening for a reason. This is happening because they rejected the truth. And we just finished singing that song, Oh, the Judgment Day is coming. It's coming on all the world. The Bible talks about it. Isaiah talks about it. Jeremiah talks about it. All these prophets way back then talked about the day of the Lord. The horrible day, the day of the wrath of the Lamb. You know the wrath of God, but this is different here, this thing that's coming. It's the wrath of the Lamb. It's the wrath of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that he's gone through for us at Calvin, it's all been rejected and rejected. Then he sent William Branham and Brother Jackson, and then he gave mankind a truth here in his closing days of time. And what did they do? They give the middle finger. That old Danny, that old buck down there. Like I say, it's pretty hard for some people to break down so that God can use them for his glory. Look what they've had to go through. Look what they had to go through under that Jay Kleinsauser regime. The courts and all that they couldn't even go and visit their mom. They had to visit her out behind the barn at some farmer's place there. And everything they've gone through, man, I couldn't even stop to begin to think what all these people had to go through, trying to fight fight for something that's useless, you know. Try to fight for that hujatum, you know. Mm-hmm. That hujatum is nothing. It never was nothing. It was, I went and did some extensive study where that originated from. It originated exactly where I told you it's originated from. Right back at the days of Martin Luther, Satan was sitting back and he's not gonna sit back and then he's not gonna put, he's gonna put up a fight. Mm-hmm. And what does he do? He sends in Martin, Jacob Potter, Andreas Ehren, Prime Peter Rieder, all these religious fanatics, fanatics, they come out from the Catholic Church, and but they're bringing all their garbage with it, their communistic lifestyles. That Roman Catholic was first-class communist, first-class socialism, I said. And the devil, he's not going to take back and let Martin Luther destroy his nest that he had for thousands of years. For thousands of years of the Dark Ages. He's just going to contend. But now he's going to put on a religious cloak and he's going to come up with this community style of living. And then, but he comes up with, oh, you can't have brotherly love unless you live in the community. And that's how he traps in the people. And now, mm-hmm. now you see the result of it. It's all just a pile of garbage. And we're coming here along. We were supposed to get further. It never was nothing, like I say. Then they give God the middle finger and tell him, take your brother Brenham's stuff and get it out of here. We don't want no part of it. That Blumengard, Jake, he was running the show. Now he calls up that Danny or that preacher there, and you better get Sam out of there. And then, like I said, he had a talk with me, and I said, I'm not going back to that system. Well, eventually, after a week, I just took my car and I just left. I never looked back, but I still kept in touch with him. I still tried to lure them the right direction, but they're not going to listen to me. And now God's judgment. He says, the Lord said, vengeance is mine. I will repay. I didn't have to go down there and take vengeance into my own for rejecting the truth. They weren't rejecting me. They were rejecting what I stood for, what I was trying to tell them. And it's just kind of a prototype what's coming in all these colonies that are going to be rejecting this truth here in these closing days of time. They know exactly what we stand for. They know that we're right. They were here when I was sick out to death, and they tried to drag me back into that commune, into that compound. And I refused, they know that you prayed for me, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, they'll lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover. They knew very well that you laid hands on me, and I was sick out to death, and I recovered just in a heartbeat. They know all that, but instead of accepting it, they're rejecting it, and they're rejecting it. Well, they'll reject it once too often, just like mm-hmm. just like that Heartland colony. They rejected it once too often, like I said. First of all, their shop burned down where they made their businesses, and then now their kitchen burned down right in the dead of winter, and it's just going to continue to compound unless they repent. There's only one thing, there's only one method for people to go to it. This year, this closing day, the message that you and I are delivering out there, it's not our message. It's God's truth for the day and hour we're living. And all these people, they think they're doing God a service when they give us the cold shoulder, when they chill us out and they cut us off and all that. But see, up the road, there's judgment coming. If you reject this here truth, there's no hope for you. I don't care how good you appear to be, but that's just the sin. That's just the fact of the matter. That's all that we have to say here in these closing days of time. And we're just using that episode now because the Lord was dealing with me the last 2 days to go back and to make sure you say everything. Make sure you tell people when you send these books back that they're bringing judgment on themselves. And he puts junk on there. Well, he's got a big pile of junk out there to clean out now. Yeah. And I don't hate those people. I don't take vengeance into my own hand. I don't wish it bad, but God said vengeance is mine. I will repay. And that's what he's doing. He's paying. It's a payout for the way they have rejected and treated the Lord of glory. Just that simple.
And people, they don't like it when we talk on these things, but how are people supposed to learn that there are consequences mm-hmm. to things? You know, you can't get away with doing stuff and expect there not to be a fallout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you reject truth, there is going to be a fallout. If you turn your back to God, there are consequences to that. Like, just like the children of Israel, when they turned their backs to God, there were consequences. And that's what the day of the Lord is all about. It's all about to the wrath of the day of the Lord is for the wrath of God to be poured out on wicked mankind.
Amen to that. And we're just trying to warn people. That's all we've got to do. Just warn them and let the chips fall where they may. And if you reject this here truth, well, it doesn't matter to us what you do with it or what you don't do with it. We're just putting it out there. We're just trying to be faithful to do what the Lord has called us to do. We got a pretty rough road to, especially knowing very well they're going to reject it anyway. Just like these heartlanders, I bent over backwards trying to help them. I was in the trenches with them. I supported them. And it cost me everything. I was terminated because I supported these people out there. But I didn't care. I was not going to fight for something that I know at the end of the day is true, like fighting for that Jake Linesizer and his cause, or my father-in-law and his cause. These people at that time, they were on the right track. They were going up against that crookedness. And then, like I say, they took them to they ended up at the Supreme Court, and then ended up winning the Supreme Court. And see, in the meantime, I'm trying to implement them. That other right thing is nothing. It never was nothing. It never will be nothing. Because I know where I found out where it originated from. It just originated from the devil. It never was nothing. And here they're putting all their effort and all, trying to make that tree bear good fruit when it's not a good tree. Like I told my dad, that Hutterite tree is not a good tree. It cannot bear good fruit no matter how hard you try. And he tried all his life to make it bear good fruit. But the root of it is wrong. It's not rooted to Christian principles. And here, that's what these guys are trying to do down there. They had nothing to lose. They had lost it all already. What would be wrong? Okay, this stuff doesn't work. Let's give truth a try. Let's at least look at it. Mm-hmm. But they didn't even as much as look at it. They just did like that mic from Sommerfeld. You're not going to tell us nothing about God sending a prophet. Well, I said it's scripture. Why didn't you at least look at it? You know, it's falling on deaf ears. But see, we're just trying to be faithful to what the Lord has called us to do. Mm-hmm. Send out this warning, and what people do with it, that's going to be their business, and they're going to have to suffer the consequences. At least we got our hands clear. We will not be held liable because we're doing exactly what the Lord wants us to. Mm-hmm. We're warning them. This is the truth. This is the way it is, and this is the truth for your day, for the church, shade, the legacy, and anything out there outside of that channel is going to go into judgment. The judgment seat of Christ. It's looming on the horizon. The day of the Lord. That's God's judgment. That's that simple. And we can't change it. God, like I said, Isaiah, the Old Testament, talks about the day of the Lord. And here it is. We're right within 3 years from it. It's under 3 years from the day of the Lord. When they'll say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, protect us from him that's coming back. He's coming back with 10,000 of his saints, like Enoch saw. Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on the face of the earth. And just exactly right up here, and we happen to be two people that God has found faithful, and he knew we were going to get the job done. We were going to tell it the way it needs to be told. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and give you thanks, Lord, for everything you've done for us, Lord, and we just want to let people know that there are consequences to things, Lord. And you said in your word, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And Isaiah wrote about it. He said, you put on the garments of vengeance and wear zeal like a robe. When people reject you, Lord, and their day waits for them and judgment comes, Lord. And that's why we want to wake people up. There's consequences to rejecting truth, Lord. So people realize that these things don't just come. There are reasons why these things come about mankind. And we just want to make people aware of that so that they can repent, Lord, and own up and acknowledge you and give you glory. We give you thanks for all things. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.